evaluate the arguments on both sides, and tell them whose side has the greater merit, or whether we can even decide between them on the scanty evidence we have. That's how my involvement in this matter began, resulting in my mostly but not solely positive review of Earl Doherty's book, The Jesus Puzzle. My continued work on the question has now culminated in over 40 philanthropists, some of them Christians, donating a collective total of $20,000 for Atheists United, a major American educational charity, to support my research and writing of a series of books in the hopes of giving both lay people and experts a serious evaluation of the evidence they can use to decide who is more probably right. The first step in that process is to assess the methods so far employed on the subject and replace them if faulty. Though this is a work of careful scholarship, the nature of its aims and funding necessitate a style that is approachable to both experts and lay people. By the requirements of my grant, I am writing as much for my benefactors as my fellow scholars. But there is a more fundamental reason for my frequent use of contractions, slang, verbs in the first person, and other supposed taboos. It's how I believe historians should speak and write. Historians have an obligation to reach wider audiences with a style more attractive and intelligible to ordinary people, and they can do so without sacrificing rigor or accuracy. Indeed, more so than any other science, history can be written in ordinary language without excessive reliance on special